Good evening. Welcome to worship on this, the 24th day of December in the evening. As you might have figured out, it's Christmas Eve. So a couple words about the service. It's an unusual service in that I don't preach and we don't pass the plates. My first call, the treasurer in a church that wasn't making ends meet said, if we can't do this, we ought to close the doors. God gave us a great gift for this night, and so we ought to be able to give it away to the world, and so that has stuck with me ever since. And my mother was much less tactful. She looked at me after I got ordained and said, what do you have to add to the greatest story ever told, you dummy? So I don't preach either. Your job is to sing with joy and to listen to the story and to try not to burn the building down when we get to play with the candles during Silent Night. Couple quick words before we get going. These are all just mechanics. We'll take communion by intinction later on in the service. We do have gluten-free, and we have cups for those who prefer not to share the common cup for that. We'll ask you to tear a piece of bread off of the common loaf and then dip it in the cup as you come by. We'll have you come in down here, come across, and go around and perambulate like that. All who are called by Christ to Christ's table are welcome here. So there is no need to be a member in this church or to be Presbyterian to come to this table. You're welcome at this table. And that's really pretty much it. So we get to have a lot of fun and sing a lot of songs you know the words to. And we're going to sing all the verses on most of them, if not all of them. And listen to the story of the night when everything changed. So let us worship God.
Of the Father's love begotten, ere the worlds began to be, he is Alpha and Omega, he the source, the ending, he. Of the things that are, that have been, and that future years shall see, evermore and evermore. O ye heights of heaven, adore him, angel hosts his praises sing, powers, dominions bow before him, and extol our God and King. Let no tongue on earth be silent, every voice in concert ring, evermore and evermore. Christ to thee with God the Father, and O Holy Ghost to thee, hymn and chant and high thanksgiving, and unwearied praises be. Honor, glory, and dominion, and eternal victory, evermore and evermore. Amen.
If you would please join me in our prayer of the night found in your bulletin. On this night, we gather to tell and hear an old story. We gather to hear a story we already know and to find comfort in that familiarity. we gather to hear the stories of young women, of shepherds, of the family and lineage of David, of the people of Israel, of our family. On this night, God tells the story of a new thing, and we listen to hear the new thing that God is doing. On this night, the familiar becomes new, and the glory of God is revealed. Come, let us enter into this night to hear and see and feel the entrance of Emmanuel, God with us, into the world and into our lives. Amen. Friends, our opening hymn is number 133, O Come All Ye Faithful. And when Granger gestures for you to stand on this one, please do stand. Seated. We're going to let you sit for the next couple of carols so that you don't have to do too much stand up and sit down. We're going to start by being reminded that this night, this story doesn't start the whole thing. There's parts of this that have been told for years before we even get to this point. So we're going to start in Psalm 96, verses 7 through 10. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the people, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord is king. The world is firmly established. It shall never be moved. He will judge the people with equity. Friends, we're going to sing together number 124, Still, Still, Still. That brings us to the verses that have been burned into my memory because this was the church service of the year growing up. It was the one where the building was packed to capacity, where the fire marshal might come in, where we ran out of chairs, where there was always somebody's child running around with a candle like this lit. Of course it wasn't me, never me. Always, always. I was the good child. And from a young age, I've heard these words every year. And now I get to say them every year. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Let us sing together number 121, O Little Town of Bethlehem. We're going to pick up exactly where we left off. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors. Sing 113, Angels We Have Heard on High. Just two short verses here. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph with the child laying in the manger. Friends, let us sing number 135, "Rise Up, Shepherd, and Follow." When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We'll now hear O Holy Night.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
Led by the light of faith serenely beaming, with glowing hearts by his cradle we stand. So led by light of a star sweetly gleaming, here came the wise men from Orient land. The King of Kings lay thus in lowly manger, in all our trials, born to be our friend. He knows our need. To our weakness is no stranger. Behold your King before the lowly bend. king, your king, before him bend. Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Then ever, ever praise we his power and glory.
Join me, if you would, in our liturgy for the lighting of the Christ candle. And now it has happened. Now the child has been born. Now the angels have sung. The inn has been filled. Now the star hangs in the sky. For those who have far to travel to find the child as well, we light this candle to help mark the way, to light our night, and to tell the world Jesus Christ is born. Amen. Our next carol is Good Christian Friends Rejoice. It's number 132 in your hymnal, and if you're going to sing this one, you got to be standing up and sing it with some energy.
Christian friends rejoice.
You may be seated. This time of year, we often hear a carol called Mary, Did You Know? And it wonders how much Mary knew about what was going to happen with Jesus later. We know what's going to happen. We're sitting here some 2,000 years later, and we know what's going to happen. We know what the rest of the story is going to look like. We know why the hymn writer writes, "Good Christian friends rejoice." And this is the table, this is the hall that the hymn writer refers to in that third verse. It's a humble table. It's a table with lots of room. It's a banquet. It's a feast. It's all sorts of things. Above all, it is Christ's table. And on a night when we remember that there was no room at the inn, this table provides the counterpoint to that, for there is always room at Christ's table. Friends, will you pray with me? It feels like it takes us a really long time to get here every year, Lord. We've got pastors and musicians who don't want to sing Christmas carols in Advent, and it's really only 4 weeks, but it feels like 4 years. And now we're overdosing on Christmas music, and it's wonderful. It felt like it took forever for the Hebrews too, Lord. They've been waiting for hundreds of years for a Messiah, a Savior. And then he shows up and he's a baby, and they kind of have to raise him and figure out how he's going to save the world. And it doesn't really go the way the script went in their heads. He feeds a multitude. He heals the sick. He lets the blind see and the lame walk. And he stirs the pot and troubles the waters in the halls of power. And then he gathers his disciples to celebrate one of those other times when you saved the people, when you brought the people out of slavery in Egypt and through a wilderness and into a land of promise. And he becomes the Passover lamb. His body is broken, his blood is shed, and we are set free. Christ, as we come to this table, remind us both of the long journey that you have been with your people on for thousands of years. And help us remember the short journey of these 4 weeks as we come to the place where the child lays and we eat at the table that there is set for us by one who has no place to lay his head. Even as we pray the words he teaches us to pray, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Friends, we're jumping ahead in the story, way ahead from Christmas night, but it's a long story, and we're not jumping that far forward in the grand scheme of things. But on the night when he is arrested, Jesus is in the upper room with his disciples, and he takes the bread after the meal, and he blesses it, and he breaks it, and he said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. All of you, eat of it." And in the same way, after the meal, he takes the cup, and he says, having given thanks, he says, "This cup represents the new covenant, which is sealed in my blood, which is poured out for the forgiveness of sins. All of you, drink of it. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's saving death until he comes." Friends, the table is set, the feast is ready. All that is missing is the people of God. Would invite you to come down the aisle from which Granger is wheeling, and come across and tear off a piece of the bread and dip it in the cup. If you need gluten-free, that's in the bowl on the table, and if you'd prefer not to share the common cup, there are some cups there as well. Come and be fed at Christ's table.
Thank you.
Will you pray with me? God, this may be the simplest Christmas feast we have. But your accommodations that night when you came into this world were simple. You never bothered yourself with palaces and temples and gold and power. You bothered yourself with people. You bothered yourself with the people of God, the hurting and the outcast, the lame and the blind, the poor and the hungry, the sick and those in need. We have been all of those people, and you have bothered with us. You have fed us, you have lifted our hearts, and now you send us out to tell the story. Amen. We are drawing near to the end, so I'm going to give a benediction, and then we're going to sing Silent Night, and the lights are going to come down, and I'm going to light candles on the aisle. I'm going to give the standard disclaimer to, if your candle is lit, keep it straight up and down. If your candle is not lit, you can tip it over. I have my stewardess over here giving you safety instructions. We're going to sing through Silent Night, all four verses accompanied. Then we're going to sing the first verse again a cappella, because we all know the first verse really well, much better than we know the last verse. So, when we're done singing, you can blow out your candle and just go out into the evening. Friends, we come this night to tell a story that most of us really know by heart. We know pieces of it by memory. If you're my age, you know pieces of it because Linus said it so well in A Charlie Brown Christmas. And it stuck. So whether you need your blanket to have confidence to tell the story of Christmas, or whether you want to sing all the carols at the top of your lungs, go with the shepherds, go with the angels, carry the good news out that Christ is born. Friends, go, and may the love of God, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit be with us and abide with us this night and forevermore. Amen. Silent Night is number 122 in your hymnals, and you're going to stand and sing this one. So let's do that.